The Gospel of John, Chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lights every man that comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried, saying, "This was he of whom I spoke. He that comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, 'Who are you?' And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, 'I am not the Christ.' And they asked him, 'What then? Are you Elijah?' And he said, 'I am not. Are you that prophet?' And he answered, 'No.' Then said they to him, 'Who are you? That we may give an answer to them that sent us. What say you of yourself?' He said, 'I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord.' As said the prophet Isaiah. And they which were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him and said to him, 'Why baptize you then, if you be not that Christ, nor Elijah, neither that prophet?' John answered them, saying, 'I baptize with water, but there stands one among you, whom you know not. He it is, who, coming after me, is preferred before me, whose shoe's lace I am not worthy to unloose.' These things were done in Bethabara, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John sees Jesus coming to him and said, 'Behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me comes a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me, and I knew him not. But that he should be made manifest to Israel, therefore am I come baptizing with water.' And John bore record, saying, 'I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it stayed on him, and I knew him not. But he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said to me, on whom you shall see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizes with the Holy Ghost. And I saw, and I bore record, that this is the Son of God.' Again the next day, after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking on Jesus as he walked, he said, 'Behold, the Lamb of God.' And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and said to them, 'What seek you?' They said to him, 'Rabbi,' which is to say, being interpreted, 'Master,' 'where dwell you?' He said to them, 'Come and see.' They came and saw where he dwelled, and stayed with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first finds his own brother, Simon, and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is, being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, "You are Simon, the son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas," which is by interpretation, a stone. The day following, Jesus would go forth to Galilee and find Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip finds Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." And Nathanael said to him, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said to him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no falsehood." Nathanael said to him, "From where know you me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before that Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered and said to him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, believe you? You shall see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, hereafter you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man."